that's listening by the way.
Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Blog Talk, YouTube. Yes, we are indeed celebrating our fourth month. And yes, it is true. We don't go exclusively by the moon. And we're going to deal with that today so y'all can understand why we don't. And y'all determine whether we're telling y'all the truth or not. But in the book of Leviticus, and we're going to read Leviticus. Show you this beautiful scripture that Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And since we have Moray here, if you don't mind, Moray, reading for me. Leviticus 19. And we're going to start reading at the 23rd verse.
Leviticus 19:23. And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised, as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of.
In other words, when we come into the land, 3 years the fruit had to be uncircumcised. In other words, it wasn't ready to be eaten. And you're going to learn something about knowledge. You're going to learn something about food. You're going to learn something about eating things. But watch what it says.
But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh.
In other words, in the fourth year, though, even though you still couldn't eat of the fruit of any other manner of trees for food, because they was uncircumcised for 3 years, but in the fourth year, and we're in the fourth month right now, but in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh. Go ahead.
And in the fifth year, shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase. Therefore, I am Yahweh your Elohim.
So the Almighty has order to everything. And this is Yah's order. And in the fourth year, the fourth in of itself means to praise. To praise Yah. That's what the fourth represents. And this is what you want to consider in this fourth month, because we're in the fourth month. And no, we're not in the fourth month because the moon told us we're in the fourth month. We're in the fourth month of the first year because Yahweh told us that we're in the fourth month. And we're going to show you how we know that. These are things our people have to learn. But nevertheless, I just want to make this quick point about the fourth. In the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter, let us turn there. And you're going to see why this is written in the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter. Since the fourth year was set aside for us to praise Yah, look what it says in the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter. And we're going to start reading at the first verse.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Yah.
She said, I've gotten a man from Yah.
And she again bare his brother Abel.
Uh-huh.
And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of time, it came to pass.
See, in other words, in the process of time, it came to pass because at a certain time, you're going to see what every man at some point in time have to do. They might be little boys at one time, little babies at another time, but then every man, over the course of a process of time, they all have to do certain things, and it's going to tell you what they did. Third verse again.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yah. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Yah had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
Yeah, his countenance fell. He was mad because his offering was not accepted. And instead of Cain humbling himself, he got mad, as most people do when they're corrected, when they're admonished, and when they are reproved, they get mad. But that's not what you're supposed to do. But the reason why this, we're going to this, the reason why it's in the Genesis, the fourth chapter, because this is talking about what they did in the process of time to praise Yah. And one of the things that you do to praise Yah is you make offerings, you make sacrifices. This is a time when they went to go make their offerings, as when they got to a certain age, or make a sacrifice. And then, so what we have to ask ourselves, if truly this represents Yah's praise, and I know that it do, what is our offering to Yah? Will our sacrifice be? And there's a lot of things that you can do to become a better person. And Yahweh said, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, he won't despise. And so I want you to consider, and I want you to think about what you might do in this great and glorious month, because it is great. And it is the fourth month of the first year. Thank you, Isha. I just wanted to point that out. Just point out these things. It's seven things that I wanted you to know about the new month. Any new month. Any new month. And what these seven things will do, if you really understand what a month is, now, it is a truth that many Israelites believe a month is just merely a moon. And a moon is just merely a month. And when you see month, you really see a moon. And when you see moon, you really see a month. Well, I'm going to show you seven scriptures, seven testimonies that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that a month couldn't possibly be a moon a month. So let me show you these seven things real quick. The first thing you want to know about the moon, the Almighty said he made the moon for seasons. And if you don't know the season that Yahweh made the moon, then you already starting off on the wrong foot. And let me show you what season Yahweh made the moon for. And you'll read this in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Now, the reason why this is important is because Yahweh made a covenant with day and with night. And what is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement that Yahweh himself will make with you that come from his lips. That's what a covenant is. And Yahweh made it crystal clear that the covenants that he makes, he will not break, nor will he alter any of the covenants that he gives. And what's the covenant that Yahweh gives in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter? And we're going to read the 35th verse. And watch what it says. Again, this is seven things that to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that a month definitely couldn't be a moon. Now watch this. 35th verse says, thus is Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by what? Day. In the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahvos is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. And what ordinances are he talking about? The ordinances that he gave the sun as well as the moon, that they had to be done, they had to do their work in their what? In their season. That's why in the scriptures you will never see the moon connected with the day. Just like you would never see the sun connected with the night. The only time you would see such a thing is when Yahweh himself is doing a marvel in the earth. Still don't negate the fact that Yahweh said he would never break his covenant nor alter the thing that's gone out of his lips. 37th verse. Thus is Yah, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yah. And one more scripture I want to show you on the season of the day and the season of the night. These two things can never, ever be altered. And if the moon is for the season of the night, then why would we look for something that governs the night for it to govern the day? This is a contradiction in the book of Jeremiah 33. And watch what it says. To show you Yahweh mean what he say, and he say what he mean. In the book of Jeremiah 33, and we're going to read starting at the 19th verse. Watch what it says.
And the word of Yah came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yah, if you can break my covenant of the day.
Why does the Almighty keep telling people, if you can break my covenant of the day? Why? Because in some people's mind, they say, well, we can't break your covenant of the day. No, you can break his covenant of the day. He can't. He won't alter anything that's gone out of his lips. But you can, and we have as a people. If ye can break my covenant of the day.
And my covenant of the night.
And my covenant of the night.
And that there should not be day and night in their season.
See, we broke this in our heart. We broke this in our mind. But in actuality, we can't break it because the only one that controls these ordinances is who?
Yahweh.
Most High. Yahweh controlled this. And Yahweh refused to alter the thing that's gone out of his lips. He refused to break his own covenant. And read that again. If you can what?
Break my covenant of the day.
And you got to know what his covenant of the day. His covenant of the day is the sun rule of the day. Don't keep talking about the moon and the day. It's the sun that rules the day. Go ahead.
and my covenant of the night.
And the covenant of the night is the moon. Why are you taking the moon and saying we looking at the moon to determine a day? That's a total contradiction. Watch what it says.
And that there should not be day and night in their season.
When you start talking about the moon, you only should be looking for the night season, not the day season. There's no such thing as the day of the new moon. That don't exist. That only exists with people who have tried to alter the scriptures. Because the day is not the season of the moon. The night is the season of the moon. Go ahead.
Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. And with the Levites, the priests, my ministers.
In other words, I might as well break my covenant with David and the priests. If I break my covenant a day and night, day, sun, moon, or night, moon. Simple. David, king, priest, the articles of Yahweh. That is that simple. Anything else is a lie. And read that 25th verse. Watch what it says.
Verse 25.
And you notice Yahweh said, let every mouth be established by two or more witnesses. This is the second time we read this. In other words, we read it in Jeremiah 31. Now we're reading in Jeremiah 33. And watch what it says.
Thus saith Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night.
If my covenant, this is a covenant. Yahweh is not about to break his covenant for people. Go ahead.
And if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth.
Uh-huh. And what are the ordinances of heaven and earth? It's the various things that he put in place. The word ordinance means order. He ordered this thing. And there's a certain order to it. Go ahead.
Then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov in David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
So Yahweh is clearly letting us know the covenant of the day and the covenant of the night, it matters greatly. Because if he can break that one, he might as well break them all. None of them are relevant. This number one, how you know that a month don't mean moon. Why? Because a moon is just for a light by night. That's exactly what the word moon means, a light by night. It don't mean month at all. Then the second reason, number two, how you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a month don't mean moon. Go to the book of Numbers 28. And whether you agree with me or not, now you have the scriptures. Now you can study these things. And now you heard my words. And now it's up to you to do the diligent search and inquisition. And the blood get us off my hand. Because I can assure you, in the nearest of time to come, people going to come back and say, my goodness, I didn't know. Yeah, you knew. You knew. You heard. You seen it. But you rejected it. And the Almighty told our people, that our people destroy for what? Lack of knowledge. And we have rejected knowledge. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. And I want you to start reading at the 11th verse. This is the second reason I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a month don't mean moon and moon don't mean month.
And in the beginnings of your months.
Now, this is the beginning of your months. Now watch what happens in the beginning of your month.
Ye shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh.
Well, we didn't, our people didn't offer no burnt offerings at night. We didn't do this at night. There's not one offering, not one in the whole entire scriptures that's made at night. Zero. Not Passover, not no offering, sacrifice, period. But the moon is a light by what? It's a light by night. So how I look going by the moon, which is a light by night, but I'm making all my offerings in the day. The moon is not for the day, just like the sun ain't for the what? Night. Now watch what it says. And in the beginning of your what?
Your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot.
Yeah, that's the offering for how many months?
The beginning.
This you're supposed to do this at the beginning of your months. At the beginning of your months. And so people won't get confused, some people will try to slick you and they'll say, no, this monthly offering is the same monthly offering as what they do in the 7th month in the day of blowing. And let me show you, it's two different offerings all together. As a matter of fact, let me just show you this. It's in Numbers 29. So I want you to hold looking at this, Numbers 28 and 11. Now watch this monthly offering in the book of Numbers 29:1.
And in the 7th month.
Now, first of all, you already know it's a difference because this is in the what? 7th month, you know. Did it say anything in the beginning of your month? No, this is just in the 7th month. Go ahead.
On the first day of the month.
Now, then it didn't say the beginning. It says the first day of the month. And the first day of the month is different from the beginning of your month. And we're going to show y'all that. But watch what it says.
Ye shall have a holy convocation.
It didn't tell you to have no holy convocation in the beginning of your month. And watch it keep reading.
You shall do no servile work.
And you're not to do any servile work.
It is a day of blowing of the trumpets unto you.
All day long, all they doing is blowing trumpets this day. Because it's a day of what? Blowing. Now watch the offerings for this day.
And you shall offer a burnt offering for sweet savor unto Yah. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs. Of the first year without blemish.
Well, how many bullocks were we to offer Yahweh in the monthly offerings?
Two.
How many in the day of blowing?
One.
Because these are two different offerings altogether. How many rams are we to offer in the day of blowing?
One.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one. I said ram. Yeah, one ram. But how many rams are we to offer in the monthly offering? And then it lets you know that how many lambs?
Seven
lambs. And how many lambs in the monthly offerings?
Seven.
Now watch what Yahweh says. Continue reading there.
Verse 3, and their meat offering shall be of fat flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, beside the burnt offering of the month.
In other words, if it was the same thing, it wouldn't say in addition to the burnt offering of the month. Why? Because these are two different offerings anyway. Go ahead.
And his meat offering and the daily offering and his meat offering and their drink offerings according unto their manner. For a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh.
And see, that's why when you go looking at each particular thing that you supposed to offer, everything Everything matter. Everything matter. This is the, and I may add, once again, our people that make sacrifices and the offerings at night. So when Yahweh was giving us the instructions to make this monthly offering every month, he was letting us know this had to be in the what? It had to be in the day, because we have no offerings and sacrifices at night. And once you realize and come to the undeniable truth that it was in a day, that should let you know that that couldn't be possibly regulated by the moon, because the moon season is for what? The night. And the day season is for the sun. The third thing that I want you to see beyond a shadow of a doubt that the moon is not month and month is not moon. Go to the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And I may add, this is what you're going to see in all seven things. All seven things is dealing with the day. And the moon, anytime you read about the moon, is always dealing with the night. But some people are going to try to slick you with some Hebrew and try to make the word month mean moon, but not in the scriptures. Now, you can believe them, but it's not the truth. And watch what it says. But one thing that is undeniable. When do you see the moon? Yeah. So it's undeniable. And when do you see the sun? Ain't y'all righteous? And a lot of people say, well, you need two witnesses. That's two right there. And watch what it says. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And we're going to read the 22nd and 23rd verse. Watch what it says.
And she called unto her husband and said,
and I may add, this is the third sign Yahweh gave us to let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a month definitely couldn't be a moon, and a moon couldn't be a month. Watch this.
Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of Elohim and come again.
In other words, this woman called unto her husband. She said, send me, I pray, one of the young men, one of the asses, so I may run to the man of Elohim. In other words, she needed to go see the man of Elohim. And watch what it says.
And he said, wherefore will thou go with him today?
Why are you going to see the man of Elohim today?
It is neither new moon.
It's not even a new month.
Nor Sabbath.
Nor is it a what? A Sabbath. Of course, in this book, in many of your books, is going to have the new moon. But our people didn't go see the man of Elohim at night. They went to see him in the day, all through the scriptures. The prophets rose up early in the morning for people to come see them. Moses, they said Moses stood before the people from morning to what? Morning to evening. It didn't say morning to night. It didn't say 24 hours a day and all this madness that our people are doing. No, from morning until evening. And here she said, it is neither new month nor Sabbath. And I know they translated it new moon, but this Hebrew word is Kodesh. And Kodesh don't mean moon at all. They want you to believe that. But no. When they went to see the man of Elohim, it was day, not night. And I'm going to show you that, because everything is day. That's the third thing that I wanted to show you. Now, watch this. This is the fourth thing in the book of Psalms 81. And what are we discussing? What are we talking about? Well, the first thing we showed you is what season the moon is in. The moon is in the season of the night. And the sun is in the season of the day. This is why Israel is divided on when the day starts. Some believe it start at the day start at night. Well, how can a day start at night when the word day and the day itself is governed by the sun? And not only is it governed by the sun, Yahweh made a covenant that it governs the day, the sun. So when I see day, I'm not looking for the night. Yahweh would have never had to say, the day of Yah shall be dark. Well, I've been like, Yahweh, all days dark. No, all days are not dark. Days are light. And watch what it says in Psalms 81. This is the fourth thing. Starting at the first verse.
Psalms 81 and 1. Sing aloud unto Elohim, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Yahakov. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon.
So let's just imagine. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, as it's written. In other words, what they want you to believe is that this is just the heat. We like the heathen where we party all night long and we blowing the trumpet at night and we party. No, we're just the opposite of them. We're blowing the trumpet up in the new moon, in the new month. Why? Because we're singing, we're dancing, we're rejoicing before Yah. Because not only do you blow it up in a new month, but also when?
In the time appointed.
And they want you to believe that's the full moon. And y'all know the full moon is at what? Night. See, everything is at night. And I'm going to show y'all. No, I'll show y'all what's at night versus what's at day. No, this time appointed is not at night. Go ahead.
On our solemn feast day.
Uh-huh.
For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob.
Uh-huh.
This he ordained in Yosef for a testimony when he went throughout out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not.
Yeah, and this is what happened in Yosef in Egypt. Because you knew when our people went out of Egypt, you know what they were doing? Them horns was going off crazy. But you know what was happening during the Passover? All you heard was cries at night. That's it. Because our people was locked down in the house. And all you heard was a bunch of crying. Because people was found what? Dead. But then when it was time to go, them horns went off and it was time to what? Celebrate. And just to show you, this had to be in a day. If he ordained it in Yosef, then we should see a law concerning it. Ain't that what it said? Mm-hmm. It said he ordained it in Yosef for a testimony, right? Didn't he say this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Yaakov? This is a law. Well, let's look at the law so we can see what they're talking about. And you'll find this in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Since this is a law, and this is the fourth thing. So what am I showing you? Yahweh didn't make no covenant. The moon ruling the day, and the moon is for the day. The covenant is for the moon to rule the night, and the sun to rule the day. And Yahweh is not going to alter that. Number two, all our offerings, all our sacrifices was made in the day. None of them was made at night. So it wouldn't even make sense where we have a monthly offering made at night. But we know the moon come at night. So it would make sense to me. But Yahweh wasn't talking about the moon. He was talking about the what? The month. Then we didn't go see the prophets at night. We go solid up and go midnight to see the prophets. No. We knew exactly when to go see the prophets. She sidled up got her ass, got her little young servant, because it was day. And we blew the trumpet to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt we didn't blow the trumpet at night. Watch this. Numbers, the 10th chapter. I'm going to get right to it. And this is the law. This is the law. Start reading the 10th verse. Yeah, we can start at 5, but we can get right to it because that's just going to bring us right to the 10th verse. This is number four.
Numbers 10, verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness.
In the day of your gladness.
And in your solemn days.
In your solemn days. And when is the day of your gladness? Ain't that in the day? Mm-hmm. Your solemn days, aren't that in the day?
Mm-hmm. And in the beginnings of your months.
In the beginning of your months. Here we go once again.
Ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifice.
When is your burnt offerings?
In the day.
In the day. When is your sacrifices?
In the day.
And when is your peace offerings?
In the day.
And what do you do over your sacrifices, your peace offerings, the days of your gladness, your solemn days, and the beginning of your months? What do you do?
You blow the trumpet.
Not one word in here is insinuating you do something at night. Not one. That's the fourth witness. The fifth witness to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that during our monthly services, they were always in a day. They were not regulated by the moon at all. And watch this in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. Amos, the 8th chapter. Amos, the 8th chapter. And once you get Amos, the 8th chapter, watch what this says in the 5th verse. Let me get it. This is number 5. So I want y'all to come back to me telling me, so what can I show people? I'm giving you 7 things to show them. I can show them about 10, 15, 20 things, but I'm just giving you 7. Start at the 4th verse.
Amos 8, verse 4. Hear this, O ye land, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail.
In other words, this is how you make the poor to fail. This is what they did to the needy, even in our holy land. And watch what it says.
Saying, when will the new month be gone?
In other words, let's imagine, when will the new moon be gone? I mean, the new moon is gone in seconds. It's gone in minutes. That little sliver of light that they call the new moon, that thing gone quick. It come gone. That's how quick that is. Now, Almighty's not talking about no sliver of light. Matter of fact, he's not even talking about the night, period. And watch how you know he's not talking about the night. When will the new month be gone?
That we may sell corn.
That we may what? Sell corn. They ain't selling corn at night. This is not no 24-hour Kroger and Walmart. They wasn't doing this at night. Go ahead.
And the Sabbath.
And the Sabbath. And why is the new month always along with the Sabbath? Because little do people know the new month they didn't work on. The new month was considered holy. The new month was considered a day of worship. And we got people running around here talking about, man, we don't need to do that. Well, our people did. Our people did. Watch what it said. When, read that again.
Saying, when will the new month be gone that we may sell corn?
And they ain't doing it at night. Go ahead.
And the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat.
And they ain't doing that at night.
Making the ephah small and the shekel great. and falsifying the balances by deceit.
Yeah, this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. But they doing this in the day. They doing this in the day, falsifying the balances. But in other words, they still had enough respect, though, that they would not sell on the what? And a what? And a new month. And a new month. Why? Because they wasn't out there at night. This is some heathenistic teaching that our people have been tricked and bamboozled. When will the new month be gone? That we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat. No wonder the woman sided her ass, got the young man, and ran to the man of Elohim. No wonder her husband questioned her and said, wait, hold up, it ain't even new month or the Sabbath. Because that's when they went to see the man of Elohim. And it wasn't at night. Trust me, if she would have been going somewhere at night, he wouldn't even been questioning her about the Sabbath and questioning her about the what? The new month. Because he know neither one of those things are on at night anyway. So he wouldn't even question her, where you going tonight? He wouldn't have had nothing to say about the new month and the Sabbath. You don't blow the horns at night when everybody sleep, waking everybody up. That's not when you blow the horn. You blow the horn as soon as you start making sacrifices, soon as you start making offerings, and soon as the day come in. And I'm going to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the day don't come in at evening like many of our brothers teach. So they know they're not blowing it then, and then all of a sudden the next day they celebrating. No, that's not how it works. Matter of fact, the night before the day is a whole different date anyway. It's a whole different date. So how you going to see the moon at night and then connect it with that day when those are two different dates all together? They're not even the same date. And watch this. Just to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that when they said, when will the new month be gone that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may sell for wheat? When will these things be gone so we can get make some money, so we can cheat some people, so we can deceive some people? Watch this in the book of Psalms 104, and watch what this says. And we're still on 5. We're still on the 15. In the book of Psalms 104, starting at the 19th verse, what do it say?
He appointed the moon for
season. He appointed the moon for season. But if you don't know what season it is, you think he's talking about the holy days. No, he didn't point the moon for no. He appointed the moon for the night season.
The sun knows it's going
and
down.
And the sun knows when it's supposed to go down. Because why? It's made for the day season. Soon as the day go out, the sun going out. And watch this.
Thou makest darkness.
Thou makest darkness.
And it is night.
And it is night. Not thou makest darkness and it is day. No. Thou makest darkness and it is night.
Wherein all the beasts of the...
Wherein all the people creep forth. Did it say the people? No. All the beasts creep forth. The only thing that come out at night is a bunch of bees. A bunch of bees. That's it. So why would you even be blowing a horn at night? The only thing going to come out and salute you is some bees. That's it. No, that's not when we blew the horn. Watch this. Read that again.
Thou makest darkness and it is night.
And you make darkness. And in this night, wherein what?
All the beasts of the forest do creep forth.
Yes, go ahead.
The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim.
Yes.
The sun ariseth They gather themselves together and lay them down in their den.
In other words, when we coming out, the beasts are what? They going in. But somebody try to make Yah lie and say, well, I see beasts in the daytime. Well, I see people at nighttime. But that don't make Yahweh a lie. But this is what they'll try to do. They'll be more try to be more clever than Yahweh. Well, I see the moon in the day. But did he make a covenant with the moon being a light by day? No. He made a covenant with the moon to be a light by what? That's what the word moon means. A light by what?
Light.
Now watch this.
The sun arises and they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening.
Yeah, the man don't go from and start at evening and start working. Man go from his work until what? Till evening. Matter of fact, when evening come, man what? He ready to go down. He ready to go home. He ready to go eat. He ready to go to sleep. He ready to get in because he know what's coming out, a bunch of beasts. So he going in the evening time. Now, if he going in the evening time, when do you think he got up? In the morning time. No wonder they blowing the horns in the daytime. No wonder they going to see the man of Elohim in the daytime. No wonder they making the sacrifices in the daytime. Because the covenant of day and the covenant of night shall not cease. Period. And let me show you the sixth thing. The sixth sign that Yahweh showed to let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. A month couldn't mean moon, nor a moon mean month. Because watch what Yahweh said every man, period, will do in the book of Isaiah 66. And what is today? Isn't today the day of the new month, the day of the fourth new month? And what did Yahweh do on the fourth? Did not he make the lights that they may teach you, that they might declare unto you his signs, his seasons, his days, and his years? And we're going to go over each one of those so y'all can understand what are the signs, what are the seasons, what are the days, what are the years? And watch what it says in Isaiah 66, starting at verse 22.
For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass.
And how we know your name going to pass, your name is going to remain. You're going to see. Watch this.
And it shall come to pass.
It's going to come to pass.
That from one new month to another.
From one new month to another. But let's just say it's one new moon to another. In other words, when are they going to go do this? Go ahead.
And from one Sabbath to another.
You see, it always connected with the Sabbath. Now, common sense will tell you that if the Sabbath is during the day, when do you think the new month is? How the Sabbath going to be in a day and the new month going to be at night? Do that make any sense at all? And look, let's say it's saying from one new moon to another, one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to do what?
Worship before me.
Man, nobody went to worship Yahweh at night. That's not what y'all calling men to do, to worship him at night when deep sleep come up upon man. Yahweh put an internal clock in you so you will know the difference between what? Day and night. At night you get what? You don't get up and want to work at night. You're not like a beast and get up and start creeping unless you act like a what? A beast. No, a man's internal clock gets him up in the morning And then he start going down just like the sun in the what? And when do the moon come out? Just like the beast at night. But we didn't worship Yahweh at night. We did this when? In the day. In other words, that's when Yahweh. Now, you can worship Yahweh at night, but that ain't what he called you to do. He got the whole earth coming to him in a what? Can you see everybody just going to him at night? That don't even look right. That don't even make sense. You got the beast coming out and a bunch of people. No. That's how you know new moon could not be the right translation. This just means new month. Now, this is the seventh thing, the final thing, to let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a moon definitely don't mean month, and a month definitely don't mean moon. Watch what Yahweh says. And all this is regulated to the fact that Yahweh said he made a covenant with the day and a covenant with the night, that day and night will be in their season. So he's not going to allow the moon to have nothing to do with the day. And he's not going to have the sun to have nothing to do with the night. And why? Because he said, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. And watch what he said in the book of Ezekiel 46. In the book of Ezekiel 46, starting at the very first verse, and watch what it says.
Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the six working days.
Now, it says the six working days. And why the six working days? The Almighty told us we shall work 6 days, do all our work and labor 6 days. And on the seventh day, we supposed to what? And he's talking about days, because our people don't work at night anyway. We just showed in the book of Psalms 104 where the Almighty said, man goeth into his work until what?
Evening.
He said, when it is dark, when darkness come, it is night, when the beast creep forth. Yahweh made a difference between the two. But here, he said, the gate of the inner court that look towards the east, and when you look towards the east, what you going to see?
The sun.
Yeah, you're not going to see the moon. You're going to see the sun. And watch what it says. It's going to be shut the six working days, but watch this.
But on the Sabbath, it shall be open.
Now, on the Sabbath, it's going to be what? Open. It's going to be open.
And in the day of the new month, it shall be open.
See, in the day of the new month, see, if it said the day of the new moon, you will automatically have to say it's going to be open at night. Because the new moon comes at what? It comes at night. And I'm going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt it wasn't talking about no new moon. Because, first of all, there is no day of the new moon. Because day is governed by the sun. It's a day of the new month. But it's going to be open in the Sabbath, and it's going to be open in the new month. And Yahweh is going to let you know the time that it's going to be open. Second verse.
And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate.
And now, when is the gate open?
And the priest.
When is the gate open?
In the day.
Yeah, but what day?
Sabbath and new month.
Because all the other days is what? It's closed. Watch this.
And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering.
And when are the burnt offerings and the peace offerings made?
In the day.
Go ahead.
And he shall worship at the threshold of the gate.
And when do you worship, Yah?
In the day.
All right, go ahead.
Then he shall go forth. But the gate shall not be shut until the evening.
In other words, the gate is shut in the what?
Evening.
Yeah, it's shut in the evening. In other words, all day long is open, and then as soon as the evening comes, they what? They close it. Well, it's only open in the new month. It's only open in the Sabbath. So in other words, all day long, and then as soon as the night get ready to come in, they what? It's closed. Now, is it open the night before? No, because it said it's only open in the day. On the Sabbath day, when do they close it? In the evening time. In the evening. And then further, continue reading.
Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbaths and in the new months.
And in the new months. Because we didn't go to worship Yahweh at night. And as a matter of fact, if we went at night, what will happen with the gates? Yeah, the gates be closed. I don't care if you went the night before the day or the night after the day. But either way, it's going to be closed. And seven signs to let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. A month definitely could mean moon, nor a moon month. Totally impossible. Because the moon is a light by night. And a month is always during the day. A month starts in the day. If a day starts in the day, you know a month got to start in the day. And if a month starts in the day, a year got to start in the what? Day. So I just want to make sure you all understand those truths and have witnesses to support you, to show you what you're telling people is the truth. Hallelujah. Any questions or comments? You come up. You can come up to the mic.
A lot of people might be confused with the sacrifices. The sacrifice, the fire should be burned day and night, 7 days a week, and that might be the confusing part that we get into.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be confusing because that'll tell you don't let the fire go out forever, day or what? See, it lets you know to do it at night. In other words, don't let that fire go out. Now, you have some Israelites to criticize us because some Israelites, they keep their burner going on throughout the Sabbath day. So if they want to warm something up, something like that, whether they warming up their house, whether they warming up some food so they can warm up. And there's Israelites who believe, no, you can't do that. Well, if your fire going up, the scriptures say, thou shalt not kindle fire upon the what? The Sabbath. So as long as you don't start no fire, you good. So Yahweh said in the last days he was going to make the crooked things straight. And there's a lot of crooked things that got to get straight. And but they don't have to take my word for it, because Yahweh going to make the crooked things straight, and then we're going to see who's been telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Isha, you want to? So while we're still going, we're going to have our other beautiful Moray come up and share some wisdom with you. Hallelujah, Moray Isha, Yisrael. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. Let Yah be magnified. Praise Almighty Yah. Shalom to everybody. I'm not going to be long at all. I just want to praise Almighty Yah and lift up my voice and glorify Him by saying hallelujah. It's a beautiful lesson that Moray Isaiah just presented about the new month. Hallelujah. And he had said in this fourth month, maybe we should consider what we're going to do for Yah's praises. Thought that was good because that was what I was meditating on today myself. What to do for Yah's praises in this month, because this is the month or the time of his praises. And I'd like to go to Psalms 1, I believe it's 149 or 148. And in Psalms 148, it says in the first verse, "Praise ye Yahweh, praise ye Yahweh from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. Decree which shall not pass. Praise Yahweh from the earth, ye dragons in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him." Hallelujah. So praise Almighty Yah. And I know what I'm going to give up to praise the mighty Yah in this month, and Yah willing, forever. And we got to think about these things. What are we doing to come close to Yah? The Psalm said that we are the people that are near to him. Well, how are we showing that we're near to Yahweh? Are we praising him with all our strength and all our might and all our body? Are we praising the Most High with all that we can? And praising the Most High is not just saying praise Yah. We got to do the works that praise the mighty Yah. When we help poor people and widows and fatherless and needy, that's praising the Most High. And are we doing those works to show forth Yah's praises? When we be righteous and love our brother and gather with our people, that's praising with the Most High. So what are we going to do? What are you going to do to praise the mighty Yah? Because as we see, Yah said everything praises him. Everything that he created praises him. And they praise him without fail. But it's us, the ones that were close to him, are close to him, that he separated for himself. It's us that we were lacking in the praises of the mighty Yah. And so I just want to be mindful of what glorious kind of month we're in, the month for Yah's praise. And it would be fit that before we even knew about this order of Yah, that the biggest conference we have is always in the fourth month. So we show forth the great praise of the mighty Yah. So let's praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And shalom. We're going to close out. I'm going to stay in prayer. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praise unto the mighty Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the great King, the only Judge, the only Lawgiver, the only Redeemer, and the only Savior of Israel and the world, Yahweh, our Elohim. We thank you, mighty Yah. We love you. We praise you. We honor you for allowing us to be able to have the wisdom to know that this is thy time, that thou hast made the fourth month so that we may know to give thee praise. We thank you for the mercy that you have shown us, that you have allowed us to have the light to be able to know the time so that we may praise your name. We ask, mighty Yah, that you please allow this fourth month to be a month of great praise, that we praise you like never before, that we show forth the excellence of thy majesty in thy wondrous works, so that the earth may know that Yahweh is the Elohim of Israel. We ask that we're able to lift up thy praise every day of this month and every day of our life, but especially in the time of thy praise. Please be merciful unto us, Yah. Forgive us for our iniquities, our transgressions, and our sins, and those of our forefathers. Please bless each and every one of us of thy people, that we may be able to see this entire month, this entire year, and that you may extend thy mercies upon us so that we may be delivered from this captivity to go to thy land to praise thy holy and righteous name. We ask, mighty Yah, that you look upon thy people and upon the afflicted of thy people, the widows, the fatherless, and the poor, that you look upon them and you help them and be there for them and allow us to do thy will to be able to show forth thy praise. We thank you for all things. We love you. We praise thee. We honor thee. We glorify thee. And we worship thee. We give thee all praises and all love by saying, Hallelujah!
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and may Yahweh be magnified. Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yah is one. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and may Yah be magnified. Hallelujah.
I think we have one. Nabilia, you want to come up here and say your prayer? Come on. So y'all can see. Now, she, while we're online, she's 4 years old. Yahweh say, 3 years shall the fruit be what? Uncircumcised, but in fourth year they shall praise Yah. Come on. No, come up here so they can see you. Stand up. All right. Stand up, stand up. There you go. I got you. All right. There you go. Go ahead. They look green.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, the boy. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's right.
And they what?
Always be like us.
Hallelujah. Yah is righteous. And Yah is holy. Amen. And to all those that listen by the way of internet, Yah love you. So do I. Shalom.
Good job, Nabilia.
She was scared. She know a whole prayer, though.